We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fourth chapter, the seventh Mishnah. Rabbi Ishmael bin Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Ishmael bin Rabbi Yossi says, HaChosech Atzmo Min Adin, someone who saves himself from overseeing a court case. They walk in and they say, who can judge us? We're looking for a rabbi. Who can oversee our court case? And he finds a way out. Sorry, I have a wedding. Sorry, I'm busy right now. Go to my neighbor. Porek mimenu. In so doing, he takes off of himself eiva, tremendous hatred, gazel, theft, shvuat shav, false vows. Look at what he saved. Look at how great it is. He passed the buck, and he didn't have to deal with all that. Okay, well, we'll have to define that a little bit better. Vagas libo meora, and whoever is unrefined, he is arrogant in giving halachic ruling, the opposite of the first part of the Mishnah. They walk in with a question, and he's quick to say, I'll tell you what the answer is. Shote rasha vegasuach. He's a fool, he's wicked, and his spirit is arrogant, is haughty. So, we have two sides. The beginning of the Mishnah recommends avoid being the one to give the ruling. The end of the Mishnah says, and if you're quick to give the answers beyond what you really should be, so then you're getting yourself into a lot of trouble. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Even though the Torah actually tells us, Shofetim v'shoterim titenecha b'chol sharecha, in last week's parasha, the Torah says, appoint judges, appoint policemen in all your cities. V'chtiv, and the verse also tells us, Tzedek, tzedek tirdof, one should be in the pursuit of justice. Shemitzvah ladun et adin, there is a mitzvah to actually be a judge and give a ruling. Zeo bimekom shein sham dayanim acherim. So Rabbeinu Yonah says that's provided that you have to. There's no one else there who can do it. Aval kol zman sheyuchsach lachsoch atzmo. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah is telling us, so long as you can avoid it, tov lo lashlichu lo al acherim, you're better off having other people judge. You stay away. Shemoneh atzmo mikama spekot. Because when you have to give ruling, at the end of the day, most of the time, you have to give ruling in scenarios which are not 100% clear. You're always going to have to make a decision without 100% of the facts. So yes, we have the rule that en la dayan ela ma she'inav ro'ot, you can only give ruling in as much as you see, and that's okay, that's your job. And nonetheless, the Mishnah is going to enumerate what you gain by postponing giving ruling. Yes?
Everything you say, as a congregational rabbi, I'm sure you can relate to it. Some people are going to take you as a little strong, but definitely not be too happy with your ruling. But at the same time, doesn't it teach you in Pirkei Avot, if there's no one more qualified, you have to do it.
Right? Well, that's what the Mishnah is saying. If you can avoid it, if there are others.
But, you know, then it gets very subjective. The fact that you're being asked to do it usually means, in the opinion of the parties involved or somebody, you are pretty much qualified.
No, the fact that you're qualified isn't in question. The fact is, can you avoid it? Are there other people who are qualified?
But that's where it gets touchy. If you know it's not going to be pleasant, and no matter how you decide, psychologically, if you have some sage's ruling to support you from saying no, I mean, I would think that you'll end up getting less qualified people who want to feel important to do it. I don't know.
Work hard and get the right person. No.
Yeah, okay.
No, help them get the right person.
Even if you could be the right person, but if there's someone else who's also the right person, get out of it is what I'm
saying. Yes.
That's sort of so, I mean, you know, the normal way is to say, yeah, if you need someone, ask someone else for the minion, ask someone else. That's great if you're in the middle of doing something that's really important. You've said it here many times to Buffy, when they need someone for a funeral somewhere, you guys are here for a certain amount of time, don't just be so quick to say yes. That's great. But at the same time, we take that out, and if everybody did that, or more people do it.
But we're not saying that about every mitzvah. Okay. We're saying about a specific mitzvah.
Okay, but I think it's so important to get, as you said, anytime people are judging, there's going to be gray areas. So in that particular mitzvah, it's, you don't really want to do it. I don't need Perkei Avot to tell me I don't want to have people hate me in the end. I know.
So the mission is telling you, if there are other qualified people, it's legitimate to avoid it.
Right. Certainly if there are other good people or better people. Okay.
Porek mimenu eiva. If one can avoid giving ruling, and like you said, you can't always avoid it. Sometimes there's no one else who's going to do it right. So then you avoid hatred.
Shayotze
mibetin
chayav yisnata dayanin. Perfectly kosher to avoid jury duty your whole life. Other qualified people can do it.
That's a slightly different question. Vigazel shema yichayev tashlumin lemi sheino chayav v'adavar alav kilu gozelo. So he says 2 points. Number one, when you're going to rule against someone, they'll hate you. Number two, it could be that you will give the wrong ruling. You could be qualified and still make mistakes. Rabbi Tarfon gave a ruling. They came in and told him, there's a Mishnah not like you. What did Rabbi Tarfon say? Halach chamocha tafon. He says, there goes my car. I lost my donkey, right? In their days, that was the car. He says, I made a mistake. There goes my donkey. There goes my car. He had to pay back, yeah. Vishvuat shav.
Wait, it says if you're, right, it says in Bechorot, right, someone has to pay back whatever, but if he's qualified and he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay back.
Depends on the mistake, right? That's exactly the discussion. Even if he's qualified, toy bidvar mishnah, depends on the mistake. Okay? Vishvuat shav, shema yechayvenu shvuah shelo kadin, v'nimtza machshilo v'shvuat chinam. It could be that the judge will tell one of the people, one of the parties, you have to take a vow, and he caused the person to take a false vow when it was unnecessary. Maybe he'll give the wrong ruling. So, very human. The Mishnah says, you're going to have to deal with the human consequence of people hating you. You're going to have to deal with the consequence that you might make mistakes and be a thief. You're going to have to deal with the consequence that maybe you took a false vow. Vagas libo beora. Yet someone who is arrogant and he's rushes, he's going to give ruling. Samach zeh adavar lechosech atzmo min hadin. Rabbi Yonah says this is juxtaposed with the beginning of the Mishnah, the one who avoids giving ruling. Shuinyan hefech mimenu, because this is the opposite of the beginning. Kizeh chosech atzmo min hadin mipnei shetzich lifsok b'mitun. A person says, I don't want to go into this ruling because in order to give ruling, I have to sit down and think it through. Uveyun gadol. I have to look into the question. Hadavar alav letorach. It's going to be a lot of hard work. A person asks a question. Think about it at length. Aval agas libo be'orah. But someone who's quick, he's arrogant, he's going to give ruling. Shechoshev be'etzmo ki yodeh le'orot bedin ve'lo yite. He says, I could give a ruling. He's not scared of making mistakes. Harei ze shote. Number one, he's a fool. Nikra shote. Why is he called a fool? Nipnei shu chacham be'inav. Because when a person considers himself smart, that's a fool. Ve'en nechashtut gadol mizeh. And there's no one more foolish than someone who considers himself smart. Ki tikva lichsil mimenu. A fool, or an ordinary fool, has more hope than him. An ordinary fool at least knows he's got what to learn. When a person considers himself smart, then he's never going to learn. Ki aksil v'oseh averot, hu be'atzmo yodea umakir. Ki lo olech bederech tova. When you have a fool who's transgressing ordinarily, he knows he's not on the right path. He doesn't walk around thinking I'm getting it all right. So even though he's making mistakes, but he might repent one day because he realizes he doesn't know. But when a person considers himself smart and he's quick to give ruling without giving it enough thought, what hope does he have? Being that he considers himself smart, how is he ever going to repent? He's going to seem, he's going to think, why should I leave all my wisdom? I'm smart, I'm right, I know. Well, if I know and I'm smart and I'm right, then I'm never going to get better. Yes.
Can we say that about Shlomo HaMelech?
Why?
Well, he was very smart, but there were clear laws in the Torah that don't have too much gold, don't have too many horses, don't have, that he didn't listen to. That
the question is, was he smart in his own eyes?
So that's my question.
I don't know of. I'm unaware of. I'm unaware of that claim being leveled against him. V'rasha, the Mishnah says a person like that is also wicked. Afal pi shamakiu shote. Even though we began by saying he's a fool, in bichlal oto alashon sheino yirechet. Being a fool doesn't mean that one is not fearful of sin. That's why the Mishnah had to say it's not only that he's a fool, he's also wicked. Because if a person had true fear of heaven, then he wouldn't be so quick to talk. He wouldn't be so quick to give his ruling. Because a person should know that humans make mistakes. And any person can easily make a mistake. Even if he's very smart, people make mistakes. And finally, the Mishnah says, "Vegas ruach." So that explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Afal pisha amarki ushote velo yirechet. Even though the Mishnah says one who's quick to give ruling, he's a fool. He's not careful. He's not fearful of transgressing. Ata mosiv omer. Now the Mishnah adds and says, "Ki mitoch gaava vegasut ruach v'chi rotze listarer libo gas beora." The Mishnah says, ultimately, it's his own arrogance, and that's why he's so quick to give ruling. Because it looks nice. He's quick to give an answer. People ask him a question, and he fires back. Look at how smart he is. His point is to show others, look at how smart I am. They'll look up to him, they'll appoint him in high appointment. There, the Mishnah concludes and reveals to a person what his ultimate evil thoughts really are. Why is he quick to give an answer? You know, Rav Soloveitchik used to tell his students, after he'd give them smicha, he would say, if someone asks you a shayla, then you shouldn't answer in front of your Rebbe. If your Rebbe's in the room, you're not supposed to answer. Just because you have smicha doesn't mean you're allowed to answer in front of your Rebbe. And nowadays, when someone asks you a shayla, so your Rebbe is sitting there in the room with you. His name is Rav Yosef Karo, the Shulchan Aruch. Why would you answer without talking to your Rebbe first? Open up the Shulchan Aruch, check that you're right. Make sure you're remembering the details. You think you know? Fine. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Why would you talk in front of your Rebbe? Your Rebbe is sitting right there. Open up the Shulchan Aruch and see what he has to say. So that was one of the rules Rav Soloveitchik would say when he gave smicha. Yes.
When it comes to this mission, when it's teaching us not to answer when our Rebbe or Shulchan Aruch is in front of us, is it coming to tell us this in order to teach us respect for our Rebbe, or in order to protect us, so to speak, or teach us to protect ourselves from giving off false information and thus making ourselves into a fool?
I think the latter. I think the Mishnah is teaching us that a person should recognize we forget things. Let's open up and check that we didn't forget something. Why should I be quick to answer? Because it's more impressive. Let's check inside. Let's make sure I got it right. My goal should be to get it right. If my goal is to impress, then I'll tell you exactly what it says. But if my goal is to get it right, let me make sure I remember it exactly how it says. הנה כשלוש המידות האלה יש בגס ליבו בהוראה ומורה מבלימה ופחד, המקום רחמיו יצילנו מהם. So these three traits of being a fool, being wicked, and being arrogant, they're found in someone who's arrogant in his rulings, and may the omnipresent save us from these three traits. That's the message the Mishnah teaches us. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi.